Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear two tracks, one that merges into the other, creating a 5-minute pop rock medley that reached the prestigious WLS Top 10, but failed as a single on the Billboard and Cashbox charts when Elektra Records placed the two songs on separate sides of a vinyl 45. For our little slice of heaven, we will acknowledge the almost forgotten musician who was once known as the King of the Jukebox and who, as part of his job at the Savoy, regularly shared the stage with the legendary Ella Fitzgerald. Later, we will appreciate the only significant solo hit by the musician who added his chops to the Jimi Hendrix version of All Along the Watchtower, Street Fighting Man by the Rolling Stones, and to George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will examine a song that was truly perfect for its time, but almost did not have its golden moment based on the fear by the song's composer of being accused of selling out. But first, just as we always do, we begin with a record that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a 1-week peak and then disintegrated. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we start with a song written by two rock musicians in the Durham University Students Union, a famous building commonly known as Dunham House, on the university campus in Durham, England. Both musicians were in a band that had evolved from a group first known as the Roadrunners and later as the Wildflowers. Under a new name, the group released a vinyl single of this quick composition and hit number one in Sweden and Denmark and number two in England. Let's listen and find out if it did better than number 40 in the United States.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? I said, love, love above. Now you're trying to trick me in love.
with a song that peaked at number 4 in the United States. That was vocalist Paul Rodgers fronting his pre-Bad Company band, Free, and their international top 5 hit, All Right Now, which was perched at number 40 for 1 week on the Billboard Hot 100 on its way up the charts.
Alt-Universe Top 40,
number 20.
The four-man new wave rock act known as The Kind emerged from the late 70s and early 80s club scene in Chicago. Legendary WLS DJ Larry Lujack played one of their tracks, Loved By You, on his radio show, which lifted the band's status. And it created a demand for an independently pressed vinyl release. While we will play Loved By You at some point in the future, it is The Kind's track, In My Mind, that caught our ears in the early 80s. This time, with an album released on indie vinyl and cassette, The Kind got so much airplay the second time that they ended up opening a few shows for Duran Duran in the Chicago area. Yet, their success did not last, and to make ends meet, the band's members went their separate ways, finding real jobs in the real world. The Kind's lead singer, Frank Jelovic, found steady work with an elevator company that serviced elevators and escalators. Sadly, Frank was tragically killed when an escalator he was servicing at Union Station in Chicago fell on him and crushed him. While sympathetic words will certainly never ease the unbearable pain that his family surely felt upon losing him, we owe it to the legacy of Frank Jelovic to appreciate the music he made during his lifetime. We happily give to him and his partners in The Kind the number 20 position on today's countdown, even though we only have a well-worn indie factory cassette from which to play this fantastic song, In My Mind. In My Mind by The Kind, the group that Tastemaker and super jock Larry Lujack blasted all over the Midwest through those huge towers belonging to Music Radio WLS.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. Now we are up to a song that really did reach number 11 on the Record World chart. By early June 1975, musician Vincent Furnier had hit the LP charts with 5 consecutive gold albums, and he had cranked out a string of hard-rocking singles that made the pop singles chart. For his next project, Vincent came up with the concept album Welcome to My Nightmare, which included a soft and tender ballad with uncharacteristic production and orchestration by Dick Wagner and Bob Ezrin. When the song was first released, Atlantic Records deleted the final word of the title, apparently not realizing that the shock rocker behind the single was not simply trying to say something shocking, but was actually bringing attention to the plight often suffered by females all over the world.
Man got his woman to take his seat. He got the power, oh, she got the need. She spends her life through pleasing up her man. Feeds him dinner, oh, anything she can. She cries alone at night too often. He smokes and drinks and don't come home at all. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Man makes your hair gray. He's your life's mistake. All you're really looking for's an even break. He lies right at you. You know you hate this game. Slaps you once in a while and you live in love and pain. She cries alone at night too often. He smokes and drinks and don't come home at all. Ooh. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Only women bleed.
Spend a dime, clean up this grime. And you there, down on your knees, begging me please, come watch me
on the Record World Singles Chart 44 years ago this week. That was Vincent Furnier, more commonly known under his stage name, Alice Cooper, with the single that was titled Only Women.
Number 10.
82-year-old Buddy Guy has been playing guitar since the early 50s, when he first began performing in and around Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He moved to Chicago in 1957 and was soon signed, first by Cobra Records and then by Chess Records in 1959. Instead of immediate solo success, though, Guy was often employed as a session guitarist, backing Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter, and Sonny Boy Williamson, too. For some unknown reason, Leonard Chess, owner of Chess Records, denounced Guy's guitar work as, quote, noise, close quote. The rock guitarists of the late 60s, though, praised his sounds. Musicians ranging from Eric Clapton to Stephen Stills, from Led Zeppelin to Glenn Campbell, all appreciated the guitar skills exhibited by Buddy Guy. Well, 21 years ago, Buddy Guy recorded an album called Heavy Love that featured a duet called Midnight Train with an incredibly young friend of his, Johnny Lang. The sessions also included Richie Hayward on drums, Reese Winans on organ, and Becca Bramlett on background vocals. And who would, of course, show up right in the middle of all that studio talent? That's right, the ever-present Jack Holder on guitar.
I was standing at the station, then to midnight in the rain. I was minding my own business, waiting for that midnight train.
Nobody inside, staring at my shoes. I took out my paper to find me some good news. Minding my own business, when a ticket man called my name. Yeah, yeah, baby.
Trouble went to local out of time. His reply is 2 a.m. If I'm leaving, no goodbye.
I can't catch it in 40 minutes. If I'm wrong, to grab this nothing. But the local train.
Song that should have reached number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. That was Buddy Guy featuring Johnny Lang and their deep down and dirty blues duet, Midnight Train.
Number nine.
Now we are up to an act from Canada that released two songs as a medley on their debut album. And radio stations played those two songs back to back, just as they appeared on that album. Inexplicably, though, Elektra Records, the band's label, released each song on a separate side of a single, making it impossible for single collectors to hear both songs without a break, which was the way they were played on the radio. Even though practically every FM station in the U.S. played this two-song medley in heavy rotation, the single rose no higher than number 43 on the Billboard Hot 100. On the WLS Singles Survey, the medley easily slid into the top 10, reaching number 9 on their prestigious playlist. Dick Clark even invited the band to perform those songs on American Bandstand. Here at Alt Universe Top 40, we believe that a number 9 song on WLS deserves to be a number 9 song forever. So, with a Friday at 5 classic medley produced by Bob Ezrin, the same guy that produced Alice Cooper two songs back, here are the Kings.
Hey, Judy. Get Judy. You said to call you up and I was feeling moody. Hey, little Donna. Said to ring you up when I was in Toronto.
I have lots of friends that I can gig at any time. Could mobilize some laughs with just one call.
Like a bunch of lunatics, we'll act your way fast on.
Sure, we'll be rocking till our strength is gone. Yeah, this beat goes on.
Can go, go. from the album The Kings Are Here. Those were The Kings with This Beat Goes On and Switching to Glide.
Universe Top 40.
Auden and Grace should have reached number 8.
Now we are up to a song that is so incredibly modern and great that it should have easily reached number 8. It's by the pop rock vocalist based in Long Beach, California, Lisa Michaels. Lisa has been a member of several critically acclaimed indie rock bands such as Dreamworld, The 7 and 6, and New Shoe. In fact, several weeks ago, we played New Shoe's cover of My Best Friend's Girl as our 3 from way downtown. As a solo act, Lisa caught the attention of legendary Los Angeles disc jockey Rodney Bingenheimer with her perfectly crafted arrangements and vocals. Here she is with a track from a couple of years ago that got played but didn't quite make the top 40, He's Got Me Dreaming.
Are you ready for the time of your life? You'll stop with a minute of your time. Now turn around.
A single so modern and great that it should have reached number 8. That was Lisa Michaels and He's Got Me Dreaming.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7, and it is by a composer, arranger, band leader, and vocalist that for a number of years was known as the King of the Jukebox and was listed by Joel Whitburn's Billboard chart analysis in 1995 as the 5th most successful African-American recording artist of all time. Yet, with the passage of time, many of today's music fans have simply never heard of him. Louis Jordan was born on July 8, 1908, in the small farming community of Brinkley, Arkansas. His father was a music teacher and was the leader of the Brinkley Brass Band. Louis's mother died when he was very young, and he became close to his father, who taught him to play clarinet and saxophone while he was in elementary school. Because his father had a band, and because Louis was such a mighty talent, he was not required to work in the farm fields on school breaks. He played professionally and spent his time away from school mastering the piano, clarinet, and saxophone. Later, Lewis majored in music at Arkansas Baptist College, but he received offers to perform with Clarence Williams in Philadelphia and with Charlie Gaines in New York. He felt that he simply could not turn down those opportunities. In 1936, he was invited to join the legendary Savoy Ballroom Orchestra. He accepted the invitation and was soon singing duets with the young, talented female vocalist at the Savoy, Ella Fitzgerald. Later, Lewis formed his own band, the Timpani Five, and started making records. And his records sold in startling numbers during the 40s. He racked up 12 pop hits and 18 number one R&B hits. He placed 54 singles in the R&B top 10. In the 10 months between July 1946 and May 1947, Lewis Jordan had 5 consecutive number one R&B singles and held the top spot for 44 consecutive weeks. He was, at that moment, indeed the king of the jukebox. But his popularity waned during the 50s, and by the time he died of a heart attack in 1975, he had almost been completely forgotten. Then, during a 1987 interview on The Tonight Show, Chuck Berry acknowledged that the great Lewis Jordan had been his main inspiration. As a result of that remark, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame researchers began retracing the musical journey taken by that talented kid from Brinkley, Arkansas. He is now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and rightly so, based on his staggering chart achievements. Our little slice of heaven at number 7 belongs to the king of the jukebox, Lewis Jordan.
They did the boogie real slow, with the blue lights way down low. To a party with a Bobby Sox. At the party, I really got a shock. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. Started swinging, all she did was rock. Kept on swinging, she said, now listen, Pop, I like to boogie real slow with the blue light way down low. So much noise, they even had a raid. The only thing those cops could find was ice cream and lemonade. Oh, what a party! I should have stayed at home. Oh, what a party! I was like a chaperone. I couldn't boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low.
Our little slice of heaven at number 7, that was Lewis Jordan with Blue Light Boogie. C. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. MR from Canada sent us an email after hearing our 7440 kilohertz broadcast on a web SDR. He sends his greetings and he hopes that we have a wonderful week ahead. Well, MR, we hope you have a wonderful week as well. Hiroshi from Japan sent us a very detailed reception report and a digital air check after hearing our 6070 kHz broadcast on his remote SDR receiver with mini whip antenna. He reports 33333 and indicates a strong signal and the quality of the sound was clear. He enjoyed the program and said some of the songs reminded him of a younger age. Thank you, Hiroshi, for finding us on shortwave and for your helpful report. We certainly wish you our very best. Brian from the United States sent us a message on Mixcloud. He says, nice job, and he says he is glad there is new blood on the radio. Thank you, Brian. We will do our best to keep things fresh on the air, and we appreciate new messages such as yours. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album charts. And today's act has certainly done that. In fact, this band's sales figures place them 3rd behind the Beatles and the Rolling Stones for the most consecutive gold or platinum albums by a group. Since 1974, they have achieved 24 gold albums, 14 platinum albums, and 3 multi-platinum albums. Whether in the studio or on stage, they can be instantly recognized by their sound, which is unmistakable. Fans of their live music have always been amazed that only 3 people can produce such a progressive and full sound. With our bonus hit at number 6, here are Geddy Lee, Alex Lifeson, and Neil Peart, collectively known as Rush, with a song that didn't quite make it up to number 40, stalling at number 44 in 1981, Tom Sawyer.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
With our bonus hit at number 6, that was Rush with Tom Sawyer.
Number 5.
live.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. The album Wanna Meet the Scruffs was released by the four-man Memphis band led by Stephen Burns, the Scruffs, in 1977. Upon its release, the critics immediately loved it. The Village Voice critic Robert Christgau raved, quote, "Only a sucker for rock and roll could love this record, and I am that sucker. It bursts with off harmonies, left hooks, and jolts of random energy," close quote. The album was in its embryonic form at Ardent Studios in Memphis, while legendary producer Jim Dickinson was there working on Big Star's third album, and Jim recalled that everybody there, quote, "expected the Scruffs to take the radio by storm," close quote. The band booked gigs for New York and opened shows for acts such as Johnny Thunders, but the album did not become the huge hit that it was expected to be. Nevertheless, the legend behind the album has grown steadily over the last 42 years, and the Scruffs are slowly but surely finding a place in underground history.
I just wanna have fun, not a lie. What else is there to do? So I'm thinking of myself tonight.
Coming in at number 5 on Alt Universe Top 40, that was You're No Fun by The Scruffs.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4, which means we are going to play a song that did considerably better in England than it did in the United States. And this one certainly did. It was all over the European airwaves back in the summer of 1986, from Radio Luxembourg to Radio 1 FM. The song My Favorite Waste of Time was written by Marshall Crenshaw and was originally released on Warner Brothers as the B-side to his 1982 single Someday, Someway. But that wasn't the version that BBC One and Radio Luxembourg played. The version that received all that airplay was a cover version by Scottish vocalist Owen Paul. He had apparently heard Bette Midler's earlier cover and took the song into the studio to put his spin on it.
You're the one that
number four, that was Owen Paul with My Favorite Wasted Time.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number three.
Now we are up to our number three from way downtown. And today we are talking about downtown Winston-Salem, North Carolina. But we have to place an asterisk next to Winston-Salem, since the members of the band, all from there, did not actually form their band until they were in New York City at the same time. The two main writing and singing forces behind the four-man group, the DBs, joined up in 1978. Chris Stamey, who had played bass with Alex Chilton, formed a band that included Peter Holsapple, who had just moved to New York from North Carolina. At first, Stamey was, without question, the leader of the group, with the first single being issued under the name Chris Stamey and the DBs. By the time Albion Records out of London released an album by the band, they were just known as the DBs. A favorite of Trouser Press magazine, the DBs were an early template for the indie groups of the 90s, even including the clashes of writing style by the two main writers. By their third album, Stamey was no longer in the band, and the most successful of their albums was released on Bearsville Records and contained several catchy tracks, including this one, She Got Soul. From way downtown, those were the DBs with She Got Soul.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number two.
Now we are up to number two, which means we are going to play a song that we think should have gone to number one. And today's number two is by a musician that has certainly taken an unusual path in his musical journey. Back in 1966, this musician was with his friend Jimi Hendrix as they, together, listened to a test pressing of Bob Dylan's LP, John Wesley Harding. And when Hendrix cut his own version of Dylan's All Along the Watchtower, it was Jimmy's same friend who played the 12-string acoustic guitar on the legendary track. Not long after that, this same musician appeared as a guest on the Rolling Stones album, Beggar's Banquet. He played on All Things Must Pass for George Harrison. And he was rumored to have contributed electric guitar to Paul McCartney's classic number one single with Wings, Listen to What the Man Said. Joe Cocker even had a hit with a song he wrote. So just who is this well-connected musician? Well, it's the guy that founded and quit Traffic, only to rejoin and quit twice more, Dave Mason.
Been away, Haven't seen you in a while. How've you been? Have you changed your style? And do you think that we've grown up differently? Don't seem the same. Seems you've lost your feel for me. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. About you, have you got a place to stay? Why should I care when I'm just trying to get along? We were friends, but now it's the end of our love song. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye.
With our song at number 2, which means we think it should have gone to number 1, that was Dave Mason with We Just Disagree.
Number 1.
Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number 1. And today's number 1 was certainly perfect for its time, and it still sounds perfect now. 51 years ago this week, Mrs. Robinson was the number 1 single in Record World. It also hit number 1 in Billboard, Cashbox, and on the RPM singles chart in Canada. While not especially excited to contribute music to a film, Paul Simon, who viewed movie work as selling out, finally agreed to write a couple of new songs for a Mike Nichols project after being impressed by Nichols' wit and his script. According to Art Garfunkel, quote, Paul had been working on what is now Mrs. Robinson, but there was no name in it, and we'd just fill in any three-syllable name. Because of the character in the picture, we began using the name Mrs. Robinson. One day, we were sitting around with Mike Nichols talking about ideas for another song, and I said, what about Mrs. Robinson? Mike shot to his feet. You have a song called Mrs. Robinson and you haven't even shown it to me? So we explained the working title and sang it for him. Mike froze it for the picture as Mrs. Robinson. Close quote.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs.
Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Just the Robinsons are there. Most of all, got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
With our Hall of Perfection track at number one, that was Simon and Garfunkel with Mrs. Robinson. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.